Good evening, out everyone out there in Pacifica land. This is Lisa Davis. I happen to be the chair of the Committee to Investigate Allegations of Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination. This is Monday, May 10th. We are starting at 8:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I just want to thank all of you for your support and for continuing to listen and for following these meetings. It's so important to get your input and for you all to continue to be very involved with Pacifica and its various signal areas because it is your radio station. And with that, Madam Secretary, if you would like to call the roll, please.
Okay. So, Lisa Davis, you've already said you're here. Aki Tanaka?
Here.
Andrea Turner's here. Nia Bediako? Okay. Alberto Luera?
Present.
Okay. Alonzo Brown?
Here.
Mitchell Cohen? Pamela Drake? Leslie Radford? And, of course, our new member would be Mary Dennis. And Leslie Radford said that she would try to make it online. She emailed us that.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great. And I just want
Madam Chair.
Oh, thank you. And I just want to say that we had a brief conversation, and we had agreed that we would just break a little bit with tradition, and we have an agenda, and we will be following that agenda. But with the great amount of activity and support and the tremendous things that was going on around this country pertaining to May Day, and especially to show outrage at the legislation that was passed in Arizona, which basically legalizes racial profiling against people, we decided that we would just give a report from our various signal areas about the tremendous outflow of support and love for our fellow people coming into this country and also those who were here. So we just will take a few minutes to just talk about some of the things that happened from our various areas. Who would like to open up first? Do we have Houston on the line?
Yes. Well, we'll start. I'll go ahead and start. We had a wonderful march, May 1st, here in Houston. The participants, well over 10,000. However, the police did count as a smaller number. However, at the same time, there were a lot of people that were waiting at the park for the ceremonies and the speeches, and it was multiracial, multicultural. Of course, the majority of the people were mestizos, mostly from Mexico and Central America that came out. I want to say that KPFT was well represented in the march. Many of us board members were in the march. We had members of the outreach committee passing out schedules, and also we were able, and thanks to one of our volunteers, produce 5,000 little flyers, if I may use the term, that said "Si se puede KPFT." So we were very involved. The event was successful. It took a lot of work from the organizers, well experienced by now with this type of huge marches that, from my perspective, they're very big. At the same time, we had approximately 10 Minutemen that came out to protest, and maybe about 10 Tea Party Tea baggers. Of course, they were escorted by the police on horseback, just to kind of add to the drama. But other than that, we had a very successful evening. It was wonderful to see, you know, babies, little toddlers, kids, teenagers, moms, dads, grandpas, grandmas, marching, black folk out there supporting, progressive Anglos out there supporting, the Orientals were out there. It was really a great event. Of course, the helicopters were flying all afternoon. Thank God they were not colored black. They were the news media copters. And all in all, it was a wonderful show of force by the community against not only the Arizona bill, but this whole idea that we need to get moving on doing some kind of legislation that might take off a little bit of pressure in our community that is doing a hell of a lot of work in keeping the economy going. So that's basically our brief report from Houston. Of course, me and my family participated,
Leslie.
And we were right in the middle of it. Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
That's my report.
Hi, Leslie. Just to let you know, we're briefly, before we go into the scheduled part of the meeting, we decided with the May Day, the wonderful activities that went on around this country, May Day, to just give a brief report from our various signal areas. And so we just heard from Alonzo.
Alberto.
Alberto, sorry, so sorry. It'll take me a moment to get your name.
No problem.
Okay, so you would like to be next?
Well, this is Leslie. I can speak about the events here.
Sure, please.
depending on who you talk to.
Hold on a second, please.
Yeah.
I'm on the line, just a moment.
Okay.
Depending on who you talk to, here in Los Angeles, we had the cops' low estimate of 40,000, the mayor's estimate of 200,000, people talking that there might have been 500,000 people in the streets here, an immense celebration of immigrants' rights. We had some tremendous speakers. Most of the union speakers who came out spoke to the immigration issue and AB 1070 in Arizona, which was a really good hookup between our labor unions and immigrants' rights movement here. Villaraigosa actually came out and spoke to the group, which is about the first time we've heard Villaraigosa on this issue. What else happened? There was a celebration the night before in MacArthur Park that Mi Wan, our local, I believe it's Korean immigrants' rights group, Korean group, put on. Of course, MacArthur Park is infamous here for the May Day raids of 2007 when the cops beat us all up. What else happened? It was a great day. It was a tremendous celebration, tremendous turnout. The gay rights people came out en masse with their rainbow flags flying and demanding rights for marriage rights for immigrant spouses. What else can I tell you? What else do you want to know?
It was great.
It was great. It was amazing. It was our biggest rally since 2006, easily.
Fantastic.
Mm. All right, beautiful.
And let me say to people on this call before we go on the stream, I'm going to be very distracted during this call.
We're on stream.
Oh, we're on stream. All right,
yes,
everybody on the stream. I'm very distracted on this call. I'm trying to do a little bit of work around my job at the same time. So if I'm out of it, I'm out of it.
Okay.
And just work around me or yell at me loudly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else? Well, I can just say from the New York area, we had tremendous events from the New York and New Jersey area. And New York had I know they had two massive demonstrations, one and in Union Square, and I forget exactly where the other one was, but I think it was sort of toward the downtown area of New York. But I know that that it was just massive, and there were a lot of entertainers, and people were celebrating. And what I chose to do on that day was I chose to support what was going on in my local area, which is Newark, New Jersey. And I was really glad to be there because I knew that New York was going to have these massive numbers of people. I knew that. So, and many times, just for people listening, many times when New York has something, that will pull a lot of people in from New Jersey because Newark is only about 20 minutes away from New York. So I thought it was just so important to show that there was activity going on in as many cities as possible. And I chose to locally support Newark, and I have this new camcorder, so I could also get some speeches. And I was just so glad to see that there was activity in Newark around this. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it may have been the first time, at least the first time that I'm aware of, that something was specifically done pertaining to May Day. And what I was also very glad to see was that we had some representation from the Portuguese community and other Latino communities within Newark. Because, you know, it's very, very multicultural in that respect. And we had, you know, people from the African-American community, the various Latino communities, and, you know, Caucasian. And it was just so nice. I thought that pocket of activity going on there was just an indicator of how tremendous this was. And I also heard that there was activity also going on in Trenton. So these are some of the smaller areas, and oftentimes, you know, what goes on in New York might sort of get more attention than what was going on in Newark. But I felt so positive that there was activity going on there. And it felt really great, and people, we had a small demonstration from Military Park. That was the name of the park where we had this, to Newark Penn Station. And again, that was really great. And I was able to get some excellent footage, I thought, and speeches from people. And there's one poem that was done. And I also like the way everybody did everything bilingual in Spanish and in English. And there was one poem that was done called Don't Call Me a Foreigner, which I thought was absolutely lovely. And I'll send that around. And so I was really impressed and very, very pleased to see that kind of people coming together. And also they spoke about the issue of jobs for everyone, you know, and New Jersey is about to have some massive cutbacks, and people are also organizing against that.
Okay.
Right. Any other comments or anything? Oh, and just one other thing, the Pacific National Board passed a resolution, and I don't happen to have it in front of me, but maybe one of the directors can talk briefly about the resolution that was passed that I know was spoke out against what was going on in Arizona, you know, showing support for the Latino community and immigration rights.
I think Nia submitted it.
Right, Nia Berriaco.
Yeah, and I second it, and it got approved, you know, without any discussion or anything, because everybody was on the same page.
Yeah. Right, so it passed unanimously. So that's
sure.
Fantastic.
Which was nice to have that. Would someone else, maybe Alonzo, could talk about D.C. while I look?
Yeah, cause I wasn't there, so I couldn't.
I sent it out.
I know I saw it early. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I should be more prepared here, but...
No, that's okay.
I'm having an issue.
Aki, do you want to talk about the Bay Area?
You know, I went to the CAB meeting in the morning, but I didn't get to go to the San Francisco, so I couldn't report on that.
Okay.
We here in D.C., we were taking care of local family issues involving the courts, legal things, so I was distracted from anything extra family.
Okay.
Okay, I found it.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe you'll read it, Nia. I think that's important for people to know.
And It would be nice if Alberto, I don't know how many Latinos we have listening, but what I also did, I had Fernando Velasquez, and I guess Leslie could correct me if I'm wrong. He's a former program director of KPFK, and I asked him to please do it for me in Spanish because I thought it was the correct thing to do. This, you know, I did this for the Latino community and for the Latinos who English is not their dominant language. I thought it was important to have Fernando do it for me in Espanol, in Spanish. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who don't know, this is I don't see so well, it takes me a little time to read. And what it says is Pacifica National Board Resolution on Support for the Latino Community in Arizona, April 25th, 2010. Whereas Latinos are part of the working class of the United States of America, pay sales and other taxes in the country, and are builders of the wealth of the United States. And whereas Latino immigrants are now being used as scapegoats for the economic crisis that we all know is hitting the entire world, and whereas some politicians are promoting xenophobic and racist behavior to get elected and are passing backward legislation and targeting Latinos for repression, and whereas it is critical that these attacks be challenged in the media and especially on the Pacifica Network, and whereas the Pacifica National Board recognizes that the people of the United States cannot remain silent while segments of the population are being singled out for punishment, and be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board condemns such behavior and calls for the immediate end to the wave of repression and terrorism being unleashed on the Latino community, and that all five stations regularly air editorials condemning the racism and ethnocentrism promoted with the repressive punitive legislation known as SB 1070, that state Senate bill. And I'm just kidding. And I expect you, Alberto, to just say all of that I just said in Spanish.
Oh, no. No, please, I can't do that.
So that was, and people were quite passionate about it. And so there was solidarity on that. My disappointment, though, Lisa, and then maybe as chair of the committee, of this committee, when I checked a couple of websites yesterday, or maybe we should each take responsibility for our respective signal areas, I did not see this on some of the websites. So maybe, as I said, we could just remind. I know that this is a governance board; it's not a management board, but we all know how to be nice and friendly. To just kind of ask the GMs to please put them up.
Right.
Okay. And speaking of repression, there was also one that was passed on Lynn Stewart, who, as most people know, is my friend and comrade and a warrior. She defended, I know in New York, a lot of Blacks and Latinos and everybody else who was repressed. So there was also a resolution passed on her behalf. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful progressive woman. So I would just like to acknowledge that.
Right. And I say ditto to that. She is absolutely wonderful.
And if Lynn were out, I could bet you Lynn would have been in Arizona and getting arrested, knowing Lynn.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, so, Nia, can you send that out, and then we'll attach it to the minutes here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And maybe we could just all kind of put that in an informal motion that we will take responsibility for following up in our various signal areas to make sure that the that the resolution in support of the Latino communities, but I'm even for the Lynn Stewart resolution also being posted, but that we will follow up and make sure, you know, that try to make sure that we remind the GMs to post this on our various websites.
I am going to forward it to I know Leslie has it, so I'll send it to, how about if I just send it to the secretary, Andrea?
Right, and then I'll send it.
And the chair? Madam Chair?
Yes. Yeah, that'll work, although right now I'm not getting anything, but you can still send it.
Yeah, okay. I'll send it to Drea.
Oh, okay. Right. And if no one has anything else to add, I would like to now go with the formal part of the meeting. And Madam Secretary, again, I have nothing in front of me. I can't send anything out right now. And you were so kind to be proactive in setting an agenda. So
the next would be the we did the roll call, so that's off. The next would be the minutes.
I think we have to do the approval of the agenda, though, technically.
Approval of the agenda, right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So does everybody have the agenda in front of them? Maybe somebody could read the agenda just so the people listening can hear what's on the agenda.
Okay. On the agenda. That's what we're doing right now. Review and discuss the rough draft of the recommended procedures for handling complaints. And review action items and schedule next meeting and also adjourn after that. It was just those areas.
So you have the review, the rough draft of the...
Let me just see, yeah.
Right. I would like... Well, I guess I...
You and discuss follow-up areas. That was recommend right. Complaint process follow-up. Set meeting right. Action follow-up schedule.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. This
yes.
is Leslie, and I don't believe I have that email. With
yeah,
the agenda in it.
Right.
Could somebody forward that to me?
It was attached to your minutes. Go to the third page. There should be a third page to it.
I don't have the agenda or the minutes or anything else, I don't think. I could be mistaken here.
Okay, let me go to sent items.
What was the date?
Today,
it would
date,
be today.
I can send it to Leslie. It was sent at 7:29 p.m. Is that it?
Yeah, it was sent. You got it, Nia, too?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
That's the minute.
I would appreciate it if someone would forward that. It's not coming up here at all.
Sometimes I have problems with sending group emails to... With Yahoo, so.
Oh no, not Yahoo.
I thought it was Google Groups.
Google Groups, yeah. Leslie made up Google Groups.
I'm sorry, I didn't. I sent it to your individual.
Okay. I just sent it to you.
I'll use Google Group the next time around. On that, but I sent it to your individual one.
This is Nia, Chair.
Yes.
Yeah. I think at our next meeting that maybe we should dedicate maybe 15 minutes to go through Google Groups to explain to everyone how it works.
I
think I'm out of order. I'm assuming that people aren't that familiar, so maybe everyone is.
Now, just to go back to the agenda, and... I would like to, I think you have the review of the proposed guidelines at the top of the agenda. I'm going to propose that we move that to the bottom for now. Are there any objections to doing that? Okay.
I'm sorry, Madam. You said I was looking at the computer to
right.
do what? to move
I think you have the process
to the bottom?
Yeah, I think you have that. I think you have that, that at the top of the agenda, and I'm going to propose that we just move that to the bottom of the agenda so that we can just approve the agenda, but that's what I would like to propose doing, moving that to the bottom of the agenda.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and hearing no objections doing that, do I hear a motion to move, I mean to accept the agenda as?
So moved.
Okay. And okay, the agenda has been accepted. And now the next item on the agenda is?
The minutes.
Right.
Great so, minutes, by the way. Andrea.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Getting long.
did people have the chance to look at the minutes? I know some people just got the minutes, so.
Well, if they want to table them.
Yeah, maybe we should table these minutes for the next meeting, and we could always approve them because I think people just got them, and I haven't been able to see anything yet.
Okay.
Okay. And now the next item. This is so awkward for me because I have nothing in front of me.
No, I know. I'm so So you can't pick up anything from your.
No, my email account is acting up. I haven't gotten any email since 5 o'clock, so I can't send anything out. I can't get anything in. So I didn't even, you know, I couldn't send out an agenda either. And then what you did sounded so good. Okay, so what's the next item on the agenda?
We're going into the complaint process that you sent out to everybody.
But I thought we had something about reviewing the action items that we talked about.
The action items, right, I'm sorry.
Right. So, yeah, let's review the action items. I think that will be good.
Oh, okay. Madam Chair, could you hold on just 1 second? I have to turn the light back on in my office. It's on
no
a timer.
Problem. No problem. and you California people, I appreciate so much you all being on the call because I know some of you are still at work and you have to come on these calls immediately because of the time difference. And even some people in Houston who might be, you know, faced with that situation. So it's appreciated. I just wanted to take a moment to say that.
You're welcome. Doing the best I can here.
Oh, I know. It's not easy.
Give them all A's, Professor Radford.
Yes.
Hold your rest with A. That's an easy way to grade all that stuff that some can imagine, but some people write.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'll just say that Dr. Radford was in a kind mood.
Okay, I'll go down and just read this list as we go here for action things.
And if you took down the names of some of the people who said what they would do, and not to put anybody on the spot, but maybe we can get a brief report or even reminders of what we need to do. Okay.
Okay. Let me just start at the top here. It says basically we were to review the draft by May the 10th and have a final ready for the second Monday in June.
Right. And let me just, I'm sorry for interrupting so much, but perhaps
yeah,
the way this can be done, right, after each action item is read, we can just give a brief report on the progress of that action item, okay? So, just starting with the review of the draft, because I know it was proposed that people submit suggestions or comments or changes to me on it, and I'm anticipating that this is something that we'll really have to work on, because, again, I just basically lifted what Robert's Rules of Order said in terms of how complaints should be handled. And so but I haven't received any suggestions or anything like that from people yet. And I know everybody's plates are so full, but if you could just take a moment and you know, become familiar with it, I'm sure people will have, you know, some ideas about what's in there. And the better, the more familiar we are and the better we have our ideas, you know, and suggestions formulated before we go into these meetings, I think the faster it will make it go. You know,
right.
Especially even if we have some exchanges among ourselves on the email, I think that would be good. So just a reminder.
Okay. So we should probably, should we change the date, Madam Chair? You know, should we still have everything review and get it back to you by, see, because this is the 10th already, and
right.
I'm sure a lot of people didn't have a chance to really read it.
Right. Maybe we could say, like, by May, you know, within the next 2 weeks or something. Let's look at a date here.
Okay. By May.
Yeah, by May 31st. Now, when was the date where we were going to try to review this again officially, or?
By the second. The second Monday in June.
Okay. And, yeah. So let's. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's say. Nia. Yes.
Yeah, Madam Chair. I think it says review first draft by May 10th.
Right.
So we should review the first draft today and then have the final ready by the second Monday in June.
Right.
So between now and June 2nd, we need to have a draft.
Right. Well, because what I was, I know that people were going to be submitting ideas and changes and all of that.
Right.
They wanted to you know, that's the way that I thought that that was going to be going, and I haven't received that yet. But may I make a suggestion? Because I know that I voted to move that to the bottom of the agenda. So could we go through, and then we can sort of talk a little bit more about how we want to proceed with the
that'll go
right.
to the bottom of the agenda. Okay.
No,
all right.
I just wanted to comment on this to just remind people to submit suggestions and stuff, because I haven't received anything from anybody yet about any ideas on any of what was submitted to everybody to look at.
All right. And we have to factor in the legal counsel part of it, too, to review.
Right.
Okay, another component follow-up. That was just conversation. That was mediation. Members to suggest mediation and process. That was another suggestion. Committee members should also make suggestions regarding budget issues as related to investigating complaints. And I'm going to just move on. Recommendation, we should have include the COI to have representation from the LSB on the investigation, reviewing of complaints, and let me just go into the specifics here. Lisa will review ADA implications, and so you could give the status to that if
right.
you want.
For some reason, I thought that that somebody else had also volunteered to do the to do some research with the ADA. Am I misremembering?
I'm looking at, I have ADA in places. Lisa will check on how other programs, organizations handled racism, sexism, and discrimination issues, such as checking with ADA and NAACP. Yeah.
For some reason, I thought, and I mean, if I said that, but I thought I heard somebody else volunteer for the ADA part of that. Okay. Is Alberto still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Right. For some reason, I thought I heard somebody, and I thought it was you. I'm not passing the buck or anything, but
no,
I thought I was.
I was not present.
You were not present.
At the last meeting, the April meeting.
Oh, okay.
I was present in the March meeting, but the April meeting was on a Friday, and I had some family commitment. But I'll be glad to do something on that ADA, although it's a very extensive legislation. I'll be able to, if I'm given a little bit of guidance, I can chime in on it and give you, give ourselves a perspective as far as ADA is concerned. Unfortunately, there's basically, and let me just touch base on it, two areas that might apply to us. One is very difficult to do simply because most of the ADA legislation applies to the accessibility of the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I know that at KPFT, having been built in 1915, the building has always had stresses as far as wheelchair accessibility is concerned. We've done the best that we can. We're now able to bring for somebody in a wheelchair to come into the first floor, and we have an access bathroom accessible to people that are disabled and are sitting in chairs. The other issue, which is a little bit harder to deal with, but I think it's within the purview of this committee, there are persons out there and that tend to have prejudices against people that are visually impaired, that are mobility impaired, that go around in crutches or in wheelchairs or with a cane or with a dog. Usually, I don't know how we can deal with that because it's always much more subtle than any of the other forms of discrimination. But if I can be given some headways on it, I could come up with some stuff here for the committee. But those are, I think, the two basic issues. You know, the buildings that we're in, and that is hard. I know we've struggled at T. And the other one is just people's attitude against people that are physically impaired. And with all of that, privileged philosophy that, that to look down on people that are for whatever reason. And I don't know how to deal with that. Pointing it out to you. Those are the two areas where I would think we would need to have some statements on. But I might be wrong. There might be more. Again, like I started saying, the ADA legislation is extremely all-encompassing. It covers a lot of stuff, and I don't know if we need to become experts at ADA, but I think that we should have some statements that deal with the mobility issue and the discrimination issue as it relates to people within our own family having attitudes towards impaired people.
Well, you're right, though, that it is true. The ADA is when the physical, hand issue, and sex and race is more of a people issue. So you're quite correct that they're quite dissimilar in many cases.
Right.
Could members say their names first before they?
Sure. This is Aki.
Okay. Thank you. So we should deal with. Well, I'm sorry, Aki. I was trying to get.
I think you're going to look at the ADA, right? And you just want some guidance also.
Okay. ADA plus guidance. Okay.
So, Lisa?
Yes?
Any guidance for Alberto?
We can talk a little bit more. Offline in terms of how to approach some of this research, because it is quite a problem. and about how to make people aware and how to change people's perspectives somewhat about when it comes to issues of racism, sexism, and even the perceptions that people have of, about people who have, you know, various disabilities or abilities or challenges physically.
Sure.
Okay. There are no neat answers for any of this stuff, which is what,
there's none.
What makes this work feel overwhelming on this particular committee sometimes. But we just have to keep moving forward. But I would like to propose that we work more offline about what we can do. And I would just like to give a brief report about the part I was doing on this in terms of the racism and sexism. I was trying to find some things online that could give some guidance. And I have to do a lot more research. But it was interesting that I found more things that talked with how to cope with racism. And I saw some things that I thought was kind of interesting, but again, I was limited by not being able to forward it on to you all. But I was doing some research about that and thought it was really interesting that I saw more articles about how to cope with it, and as opposed to what people are doing, like in their various workplaces. And I just found more articles from the perspective of how Black people or women should deal with it, and as opposed to how to stop it. But, you know, I'm sure that there is stuff that was, and I also saw stuff, one thing that was put out by the state or the police, and I thought that was really interesting too. But, so I have started it somewhat, but I need to do more work, and I definitely do think at some point we need to talk with the HR. Maybe I can send an email to the HR director asking them some of the policies that are already on the books in terms of Pacifica for how to deal with these kind of issues. So that might also be a good place to start as well. Okay.
Okay. Leslie will review the code of conduct, and I believe she emailed us the code of conduct the same night. Do you all have copies of the... Hello?
Yes,
hello,
I'm still here. But somebody dropped off.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I believe it was mailed to everyone that Leslie emailed the code of conduct from the... If not, then we can... We send it again.
Yeah, I would suggest also just to remember, because we know we have somebody new that's among us, Mary Dennis. So maybe we just need to resend some of this, at least to make sure, definitely send it to her.
This is Leslie. I hit the wrong button.
Yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
I'm here, and the answer is yes. I sent out the policy to the Google Groups list right after the last meeting.
Right. So, Madam Chair, we can resend it again so everybody can at least review it.
Sure. And let's make sure that we make sure that Mary Dennis gets all of the stuff that we were just talking about that I know that some people already have, but I know she doesn't have it.
Okay.
So, Madam Chair, can we get some words of... wisdom from Leslie about the code of conduct?
Sure.
Oh, I don't know that I have any.
Well, words of common sense. How about that?
You're still asking a lot, but...
Well, I've heard that it's an issue somehow, somewhere, code of conduct, somehow or somewhere. For some people, it's an issue. For the other people, it is not an issue. I just don't get it.
Well, I don't know that it falls under the purview of the issues don't necessarily fall under the purview of this group. I think the concerns are that the code of conduct may be seen as limiting speech in some quarters, but I don't think that's a universal perception of it. It's coming out of the governance committee, and Arlene put it forward as a style statement. It does make a commitment to uniqueness, diversity, and integrity. I don't know what to say. You know, I'm a little out of, as I say, I'm not sure the conflict belongs in this group. I think it may belong in the governance committee more than here, if that makes sense. It, for instance, says verbal and physical attacks are not tolerated on Pacifica property or at Pacifica events and meetings. Well, physical attacks are pretty easy to define. Verbal attacks, not so much. So those are some of the concerns.
Well, you know, physical attacks is actually getting slapped. But there's that big issue for me, you know, that there's that space, you know, that we all have. That could be anywhere from 18 inches to maybe 2 feet. For some people, personal space might be just 12 inches away from their physical body. And in our experiences, violating that little personal space is very egregious and very combative. And for some people, that's a physical attack, you know, and I don't see how the rest of the members of this committee see that personal little space, those few inches that are around you that we consider non-violable, that you cannot violate. And, you know, I would believe that getting on up on somebody's face half an inch away, I think in my chair would be a personal attack, and I'd probably be swinging. But maybe the person that's up on my face, shouting at my face, would consider it a free speech issue. So, I don't know. It's yes, you're right, Leslie. This is not for our committee, but I wanted to point that out because I don't know how you all feel about that kind of stuff. But I consider it, very personal that nobody's going to violate my personal little space that I have determined to be my little ectoplasm bubble around me.
This is Nia, Madam Chair.
Yes, Nia.
I just have to tease Alberto. When you come to New York in October, don't ride the subway. Listen, when Margaret Mead did that paper on the sense of space, I guess she didn't think about the New York City subway. That's just a joke, I guess.
Thank you for the warning.
There's no sense of space on the subway.
Yeah, I've been in the Mexico City subway. Very interesting.
Okay. Madam Chair, you want me to go on to the next one? Nia will review the ethics policy.
I am guilty. I have not read it again. I read it years ago, but I think I need to reread it. And the same applies to the ethics policy, as Leslie mentioned, that applies to the code of conduct. I stand guilty. But if Lisa, if you could please send out a reminder. Maybe a week or so. Just send us weekly reminders. Not weekly,
sure.
But before. Just so that, because I have a lot on my plate with all these emails and stuff. And between
okay,
my
no mom, problem.
You know,
okay.
I
need a review code of conduct. I mean, ethics policy. Oh, gosh, I'm like.
Lisa will. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go on.
Yes. Lisa will follow up to review sensitivity training.
Right. I was looking at some of that again. My email is just acting completely ugly. Okay.
Okay. So Andrea will review the number of lawsuits related to racism and sexism in Pacifica. And I did speak to Ahmad last week, Ahmad Anderson, and he said that he would be able to get together with us, and also we could ask the Foundation Council for some assistance in this area. And I haven't done that with the council, but Ahmad said that he would get with us. And Aki volunteered.
Everyone, please continue with the call. I have to get off the phone. 1 second. Please continue with the call. I won't be hanging up, but I'll be right back.
Okay, and Aki volunteered tonight to go. We could do this together.
Yeah.
Is that right,
yeah.
Aki?
Yeah.
To...
Yeah.
And we might as well see whether we could get the council to let us know or give us an estimate, like on, you know,
yeah,
so that we
can get
out lawsuits. Okay. And so we could link that in with the other one, Aki, where it says you will check how to develop guidelines to handle complaints or to check in. Want to
yeah,
add?
Well, actually, it's sort of interesting. I Googled the discrimination complaint procedure, and then you'll get just hundreds of mostly educational and government agencies all have a very, you know, well thought out guidelines on this stuff. So, trying to do was to compile sort of a template to that we can, you know, I mean, I want to talk to Armand too because I'm sure he has that in place also. So, we cover this area. But anyway, amount of procedure manuals out there is voluminous, so people are very similar, of course. But I'll try to summarize, you know, what's in them, so that we have idea on what we should have also.
Okay.
Excuse me, I missed the. Could you just read, Andrea, what Aki was handling again?
How to develop guidelines to handle complaints.
Okay.
And
okay.
And you could go ahead and repeat it again. You're going to, it says, compile the procedural or summarize and compile a procedural manual or on some
right.
of the information.
Right. This,
okay.
Discrimination campaign procedures, right? Basically, try
yeah.
to
turn this up. Okay.
Okay.
Can I make a suggestion, Madam Chair?
Sure, please.
Well, I think that the starting point, just for the whole idea of reference and expanding if it needs to, and I understand that when you Google that, you're going to get 1,000 different systems.
Mm-hmm.
I am familiar with some of them, very lightly, because I refuse to deal with them, but I'm familiar with some of them, and it's ongoing. You never can stop the complaint system, whether you're in a school district or you're in a city government and a county government. I mean, all those entities have procedures galore. But as it relates to us, I would suggest that why don't we start where the personnel policies and procedures are. What does our Pacifica personnel policies and procedures that are currently in place, what do they say as it relates to the process of making a complaint? And
okay.
start from that point and take it to the level that the committee might want to take it as a work in progress. And and that'll give us a framework.
Well, that's exactly, that's what we're saying, that we're going to meet up with Armand, and he is a human resources person, right? So that's
yeah.
where we'll start. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, the only thing with HR is that it's always a trade secret.
Mm-hmm.
with human resources peoples, because they want to, you know, they want to keep it. I'm not saying that Ahmad, you know, would keep stuff close to his chest. I'm just saying it becomes a trade secret. All of a sudden, you know, the least you know about human resources and personal policies and procedures, the less ability you have to do.
We still need to get what's still, and we still need to, you know, find out what's still down, though, right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Right. And just, hello?
Yes.
Oh. I thought I heard a click. I wanted to make sure I was still on the call. And just to also remind people, because I think that is very important for us to have that, but just in terms of the board, that as board members, we are sort of governed, or we have to follow Robert's Rules of Orders or the Pacifica bylaws. And so, but this is not to say that we should not see what's in the policies and procedures manual. It's not like we're going to have something that would completely contradict what the Pacifica Foundation says should be done. But I just wanted to remind people that in terms of how we are to move, like how we have to do something, we are, you know, it's very specific in terms of some of the things we're supposed to follow. So I just wanted to remind people of that, because I know Robert's Rules is one of the heavy-handed manuals or heavy-handed guides that we have to follow. So just a reminder. Okay.
Okay. Then we go on. Lisa, you said something about we'll check with Diversity, Inc.,
right, and that I have not done yet. Okay.
Okay.
I'll put another note.
Okay, and you'll see it in the minutes when you get it again.
All right.
Leslie with the policy. Okay, and then we went into comments mainly, okay?
Right.
These were basically just beginning action items, Madam Chair, and the rest would fall into just comments.
Right, so comments we don't need to review.
Right, right. So it looks like we still have the action items, and then we move right on into the, discussion around the draft recommended procedures for handling complaints.
Right, and what I wanted to ask the body about is right now it's 9:45. Did people have a chance to review them? I know that will not take the place of our discussion about these this policies and procedures and how to handle complaints. But I just wanted to know if people had the chance to at least look at that yet.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Are you talking about the language that Arlene created?
No, but I sent out a very rough draft, basically that I primarily lifted from Robert's Rules of Order in terms of how we are supposed to handle complaints, what they suggest be done. And so I basically drafted some extremely rough guidelines. This was something that was started with one of the other committees, with one of the other incarnations of this committee. But sent that around.
Yes, I did. But Madam Chair, can we we can submit to you some ideas on changing this or whatever? Because I did a slight rewrite, but I haven't sent it out to you yet. So.
Right, because what I was going to maybe propose, it's 9:45 right now, that we maybe give ourselves a little bit more time again to look at that and to read it, and then we be prepared on the next call. We give various updates about some of these action items, and on the next call we just be prepared to go into this proposed guidelines.
Okay.
Does that sound good to everybody, or does anybody have any different suggestions for this?
Fine with me, I guess, yeah.
Sure.
Well, hopefully...
Does everybody have a copy of it? I hope.
Madam Secretary, could you do the favor tonight and send that to Mary Dennis, and also send some of the other things that I know had been sent around to us before. And I would do it myself, but unfortunately, I still cannot. I don't have full access to my email, so I can't do it right now.